Dear Lord, we come into this place to celebrate the greatest gift that has ever been given. Lord, help us to understand that gift. Help us to understand what it means for us. Help us to be gift givers in that same way. Lord, may this message not come from me. May it not be my words, but may they come from you. May it serve your purpose and give you glory. Praise your name. Amen. The greatest gift that's ever been given, we celebrate on this day. A wonderful, amazing gift in Jesus himself. God himself, born as a person. He set aside his divinity, his godness, all the things that made him God, the things that he didn't have to set aside, and he put on flesh, humble flesh. And he walked among us, and he grew up, and he experienced all the pain and hurt and challenges that we experience. And he did it because he loves us. He did it because he knew we needed him more than anything else in the world, more than anything else in the universe. We needed Jesus. And so he voluntarily gave himself for us. Let's read the word for today. This passage is from John chapter 1, verses 1 through 14. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. Through him all things were made. Without him nothing was made that has been made. In him was life, and that life was the light of all mankind. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. He came as a witness to testify concerning that light, so that through him all might believe. He himself was not the light. He came only as a witness to the light. The true light that gives light to everyone was coming into the world. He was in the world, and though the world was made through him, the world did not recognize him. He came to that which was his own, but his own did not receive him. Yet to all who did receive him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God. Children born not of natural descent, nor of human decision or a husband's will, but born of God. The Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. We have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only Son, who came from the Father, full of grace and truth. We celebrate the incarnation on this day. The greatest gift that has ever been given. And I want to spend some time this morning talking about what does that gift mean? Do we really understand that gift? I'm going to come down here. It's a different day. The greatest gift that has ever been given. What makes a great gift a great gift? What makes the greatest gift ever given so great? Maybe some of you already received some presents this morning. I know the kids talked about theirs. I want to ask this question, and feel free for some feedback. Oh, just, we can have a little bit of interaction this morning. What is the greatest Christmas present you ever received? Anybody have a present that pops into mind? Do you have one? The Pokemon cards? That's pretty cool. Mike? Nice. Okay. Anybody else have a most favorite, most awesome, most great gift? Ken? Oh, that's a good one. Yeah, can we beat that? I don't know. Any other awesome, great gifts? Let me ask you this. Of all the Christmas presents you've received, how many of them would you consider to be great? Any? Any of them? Certainly an engagement is a wonderful. It's probably at the top of the list. BB gun? No. And look, you didn't shoot your eye out, I'm assuming, right? Okay, that's good. Great gifts. That's That's why we celebrate Christmas, because of the greatest gift that's ever given. But when we ask that question, what great gifts have we received? On Christmas morning, the gifts we received, most of them probably weren't great. Most of them probably weren't anything that we even maybe remember now. A few of those gifts I remember from my childhood that I loved. But what makes a great gift? What makes any gift we get great? Whether it's a Christmas gift, whether it's a gift in some other context of life. Some of you, maybe were engaged on Christmas. That's a pretty good gift. Maybe some of you received the gift of life. Maybe some of you received an organ transplant. Or maybe some of you received a promotion. Or maybe some of you received a gift that started a whole new life for you, like a musical instrument. I don't know. Ray, when did you get your first piano?
Three.
You were three?
Yeah.
Was it on Christmas?
No.
Okay. But gifts are great for three reasons. First reason is because they are sacrificial. A gift to be great, I'm talking about great on the level of what Jesus did for us. It has to be sacrificial, right? It has to cost the giver something. For a gift to be meaningful and great and powerful and life-changing, it has to cost the giver something. And certainly, Jesus himself cost God something. The fact that God would set aside his godness and enter into this broken world, that cost something. That was sacrificial. I think about maybe not Christmas gifts, but any gift you have received or given. The ones that are memorable, the ones that impacted somebody's life, the ones that made a big difference in the world, it was probably given out of sacrifice, I would say. Another wonderful gift, ways that our gifts are great, is that they have to be precious. For a gift to be precious, it has to mean something to the person who receives that gift. It has to be something that they want or need, really, desperately need. Maybe some of us have gifts that we've received that we couldn't have lived without. A financial blessing, or a medical treatment, or the gift of a healed relationship, whatever it might be. The gifts that make the difference in our lives are those that are precious, that we can't get on our own. Something that someone does for us because we can't provide it. You know, Stephanie and I, for Christmas, we don't buy gifts for each other because if there's something we need or won't we just go out and buy it, right? I mean, we're adults. We have funds. We know where the stores are. But it's the gifts that the other person can't do for themselves that really matter. For instance, love. Or an expression of love. However that might manifest itself. Maybe it's doing someone a favor or accomplishing a task that is undoable by them. Or maybe it's providing an experience, a once-in-a-lifetime experience. Something that you can't maybe go into a store and buy or go online and order. Something that's precious, certainly. Jesus' gift of being born into the world. Baby Jesus, God himself, that was a precious gift. For we could not have solved our own problems without Jesus. We could not provide our own salvation. We could not even provide our own teaching that Jesus provided for us when he healed and when he preached and when he taught us how to live. Jesus has given us something that is so precious that literally God is the only person who could possibly give that gift. And then for a gift to truly be great, or meaningful, or powerful, it has to be born out of love. The gifts that we remember, whether they're a gift of a piano or a gift of an engagement or a gift of a car, whatever it might be, whether it's given from our parents or our spouse or our kids, the gifts that we remember, the gifts that really matter to us, were given to us out of love. And the gifts that we have given to others that really made a difference, that really we could not wait till Christmas morning to give that gift to our loved one, it was because of love. We give those gifts out of love. It's only the gifts that really matter are those gifts that are given in love. And Jesus, God himself, loved us. Loves us. But loves us so much that he gave his one and only son. That whosoever should believe in him should not perish but have everlasting life. God gave us life. He didn't just give us original life. He created the universe, created the world, created our DNA, created the breath in our lungs. He certainly gave us life. But then when Jesus came into the world, he gave us full life. Life outside of Jesus, outside of faith, outside of love, is no life at all. And because Jesus came into the world sacrificially to give us the most precious gift ever because he loved us is what we celebrate on this day, this wonderful day of Christmas. And the question that begs to be asked at this point is, what gifts can we give to Jesus in response to this wonderful gift he's given us? Shouldn't our gifts also be born out of sacrifice, be precious to God, and come from love? How do we do that? God owns everything, right? Does he need anything? Does he need us to do anything? Is there anything that we can give God that he can't get for himself? Is there anything we can sacrifice that will matter to God? Can we love enough to make a difference to God? And I think the answer to all those questions is yes. Certainly when we give gifts to our loved ones, I'm not talking about toys or material things, but when we give sacrificially, when we give the most precious gifts that can possibly be given, things that you can't buy, things that you can't even put a price tag on, when we give those out of love, we give to Jesus something that he can't get anywhere else. The gifts that God wants from us are to love God with our whole mind, heart, soul, and strength, and to love our neighbor as ourself. He told us this. He made it very simple, very clear. Those are the gifts we should give. And we shouldn't just give easily or out of our excess or in a way that's convenient or appropriate or politically correct or any of that. The gifts that we give to Jesus are those gifts that cost us everything. The gifts that we give to Jesus that matter, that change the world, are those that are most precious to God. Gifts that are precious to God are our faith, our obedience, our love. And when we do it out of love, we reflect the heart of God. God is a God of love. In fact, God is love. And we are born in the image of God. Therefore, we are most Christ-like. Well, we are living out our relationship with God most perfectly when we also our love. What gifts can we give? Not just this day, but all year long. What gifts matter? What gifts are those gifts that show God that we love him and that we care about the gift he gave us? It's probably different for each of us, but if we're honest with ourselves, those gifts that we give to God through gifts to each other, are those gifts that cost us something. They're given sacrificially. They're those gifts that are precious that people can't get on their own, like the Word of God, like a demonstration of God's love in the world. That is the most precious gift we can give. And if we do it out of love, we perfectly reflect the heart and mind of Jesus. Today is a day of giving, a day of celebrating gifts. And it's a wonderful time to be with family and friends. But this is just one day on the calendar. How do we replicate this day for all 365 days of the year? What gifts can we give each other and God Himself that really matter, that really change the world, that really impact lives around us? That is the gift that Jesus gave us. The real gift that Jesus gave us through that gift of being love is the ability to give gifts like Jesus gives gifts. Giving gifts in a way that transforms the world around us, saves lives, and does things that the world can't do. That is the gift we celebrate, and that is the gift that we're called to give. Let's pray. Dear Lord, You truly are an awesome giver. Every good thing comes from You. Every good gift in this world originated with You. Lord, as we give gifts each and every day of our lives, as we give gifts back to You and to those around us, may we do it with You in mind. May You bless us as we give gifts. And through our receiving gifts and giving gifts in Your name, may our world be transformed around us. May all people come to know You as Lord and Savior. And may this sanctuary and every church in this city and around the state and around the world be filled with people who have not just received this wonderful gift, but are committed to giving this gift to others. Lord, that is Your will. Help us to follow it. Amen.